You are listening to She's Reinvented, the podcast for women over 40 who believe it's never too late to pursue their dreams and to reinvent themselves. I'm your host, Heidi Sawyer, and I believe that we are all on a journey of growth and self-discovery that is never ending. And when you're doing it right, you're having fun with it too. Are we evolved? Never. Are we evolving? Always. Let's get started.
Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we dive in, I'd love for you just to share with our listeners a little bit about you.
Yep. So my name's Angela Fuller. I'm a 43-year-old mother of two boys. They're 13 and 15, so two teenagers. I live in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, and I'm a fitness instructor. I'm an American enjoyer, and I'm also an international competitive gymnast. I also do inspirational speaking, and yeah, so that's kind of what I do. I also love to go skiing and biking and hiking in the mountains.
Wonderful. Well, you're in the perfect place for all of that outdoor activity. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I absolutely love doing all this, but yeah, let me take you back a little bit and tell you why what I'm doing today is actually pretty miraculous, because I grew up as a gymnast and cheerleader. Actually in Littleton, Colorado. So I was an athlete my entire life. I even cheered at Colorado State University. And then right out of college, I was in a horrible car accident and I was no longer an athlete. So totally lost myself, gained a bunch of weight, but luckily I met an amazing man. I got married and have my two little boys. But during my second pregnancy, he actually injured my back further. I herniated two more discs and I was actually put on disability. So right after I had him, he was actually in the NICU and it was a really hard time. I definitely hit rock bottom, you know, struggled with postpartum depression. And I went and had an MRI and got devastating news that, yes, you are totally done. You're not going to be an athlete again and we want to fuse your spine. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm 31 years old. I'm not going to do that. So just really a difficult time. Well, then I got a life-changing phone call. My best friend was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer and it completely rocked my world, but it was the wake up call I needed, that made, you know, I need to fight for my life. If she can fight this horrible cancer, I can fight for my life and get my active life back. So I hired a nutritionist and I did PT and weight training and I got in the best shape of my life, and got all the weight off and I started to teach group fitness, which was awesome because I wanted to help other moms. And then once I opened that door, it was like, what else am I capable of? So I dreamt of flipping and flying for 27 years. So I decided to go back into gymnastics. And then I also watched American Enjoyer and was like, I want to do that show. That'd be so awesome. So I saw a 42-year-old mom hit a buzzer and I was like, I'm going to do this. So I started chasing that dream too. Well, it's really hard to get on the show. So I applied year after year. But in the meantime, decided to do competitive gymnastics again. So I started competing and I did nationals. And this year I actually did an international meet too. And last year I got the phone call finally to compete on American Enjoyer. So I competed in season 15. So I've made all my dreams come true and I've made a complete comeback. So yeah, it's been a pretty crazy journey.
Wow. That is quite the story. And so much respect to you for the work that you've done, the legitimate work that you've put in to do that, because going from that low point of dealing with the postpartum depression, obviously, you know, you said your baby was in the NICU, so you were going through that and then compounded with the injuries and things that you were navigating and still to be able to say, I'm not done here. Like there's things I want to do and I'm going to do everything it takes for myself to get healthy. What did that journey, you said you had a nutritionist and what did that journey look like in terms of what were your doctors saying to you about the idea of you doing flipping and flying through the air after all of that?
So, you know, it's really hard because I think a lot of times we take a diagnosis, you know, like, yeah, I'm done. And I just decided it was an opinion because I knew once I fused my spine, I was done, right? Because you're not going to be flipping and flying with a fused spine. So I'm so happy I chose not to, but I was in excruciating pain. So it would have been really easy to do that surgery and it would have been that quick fix. But you know, it's interesting. People always ask me what made you not do the surgery. And it was that internal feeling of just like, it's not the right decision to do this at 31. So I feel so lucky I didn't do it. But yeah, I met this amazing woman. She was a fitness instructor at the time and she was a nutritionist and she's like, let's do this, Angela. So she did all the blood work. And the biggest thing with injuries that people don't understand is the inflammation. So I was filled with inflammation, which caused my back pain to be so much worse. So once I got the weight off my spine and got the inflammation out of my body and built my core and my back, it was incredible. Like, yeah, the injuries are still there. I got the herniations to go away naturally, no surgery. But I'm so strong muscles around that spinal cord that I'm fine. And yes, my doctors, you know, when I applied for the show, I had to go get my MRI and the doctor's like, what is this for? And I was like, American Ninja Warrior. And I showed him the video and he goes, well, that doesn't, I don't know how you're doing that with this injury. And I'm like, well, you know, I serve a bigger doctor. And yeah, so it's pretty much a miracle, honestly, that I'm doing what I'm doing today. And yes, most doctors are in disbelief. Although I've had a lot of functional doctors reach out to me and they're like, you are absolutely capable of healing your own body. We are jumping to surgery and pills too quickly.
Yeah. Well, that took a huge level of faith for you
Yes.
to say, I'm not going to do the surgery that they're recommending.
Yeah, absolutely. My faith is number one. And actually, even on the show, I wore my shirt, Say Faith Over Fear, with a cross and a girl in a handstand because, you know, fear is so hard, you know, and I love that saying that says, fear, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. And I'll always choose to rise. And that was a huge moment of rising and just trusting that there were bigger plans for me and that that wasn't the answer. But yeah, that was a ton of faith. And it's so cool to look back now and be like, God, you are so awesome. Look what you did to my life, you know?
And you're inspiring so many other young athletes as well, young and old, right? Older, I should say. We're not old, we're older. But
Yeah, yeah.
moms that are in their 40s and at 30s and 40s that thought, okay, my days as an athlete are over, but then they're seeing you on TV doing this.
Yeah, and I knew that, like, that's why I said I just won being on that stage because I knew when I walked on that stage as a 42-year-old mom at the time that it was going to change so many people's lives because it was the other 42-year-old mom that I saw that inspired me to do American Ninja Warrior. And then even my gymnastics comeback was a mom that went back, an Olympic gymnast, going back into gymnastics, and I saw her. And so it is sometimes you need to see somebody else do it to be like, oh, I could do that, you know? And so I love pushing the envelope. I think the coolest part, yeah, is getting messages from people all over the world, young girls and older women saying, oh my gosh, I can A, do the sport forever from young girls. Or the moms are like, I miss gymnastics. I'm going to go back into it. And I'm like, absolutely. Like, it's never too late.
Yeah, that's so amazing. And we were talking a little bit just before we hit record about what it can be like for young athletes when they have a setback in their career or they have something that's kind of like a hard stop, like you had, and how that can really, play a role in their identity as a person, and they could feel really lost, like who am I without my sport, and how important it is to have other interests, but also just to have a really deep-rooted faith is great, and a sense of who you are as a person outside of what you're doing or how in your sport, how you're performing, because those things, like as you know, can be taken away.
Absolutely. And that's what I tell everybody. Like, my ending wasn't my choice, right? So, actually, in gymnastics, I didn't tell you this, but at 14, I had a bad beam injury. And you, back then, you had to do all four, you had to do all around. So, you couldn't come back and not do beam. And I was definitely afraid of the beam after this accident. And so, I was done. And so, I didn't choose the ending, which is really hard, right? I didn't have closure to gymnastics at all. And so, I actually was even working on a skill called Giants when I left. And I dreamt of it every night for 27 years. And I was like, I never got the Giants. So the first skill when I came back and at 41, I got Giants into a double back flyaway. And even my coach was like, how'd you know how to do that? And I was like, I literally dreamt about it for 27
Yeah,
years.
you mentally rehearsed it for,
Yeah.
decades. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so cool to go back to your sport as an adult, like I was telling you earlier, because when I was a kid, it was so serious. Gymnastics is so serious. All about perfectionism, all about the medal, all about the podium, all about winning. And now the league I'm in, NAIGC, is for the love of the sport. And so I don't even know if I shared this, but the coolest part is you can actually do men's and women's events now in the league I'm in. So when I was little, you couldn't touch the boys' equipment, right? It was like, you know, you're a girl, you do the girl stuff. Well, in the league I'm in, we can do whatever we want. So I actually even do men's events and women's events, which is very empowering. And I'm actually the oldest female in the U.S. to do a decathlon, which is basically all 10 events in one meet. I did that at Nationals and then also did both at World Cup. So I love breaking the barriers. I love showing people that, you know, there's no limit. And at World Cup, there was a 78-year-old gymnast there.
Oh, wow.
From the U.S. there is like literally no limits to your potential. There is no limits there. You can go back to your sport at any time. You don't expire, you know?
Yeah. How do you stay motivated on a daily basis to train?
So I'm not motivated. I'm disciplined.
Yeah.
You know, I tell everybody motivation is so fleeting. You have to be disciplined, but I will tell you right now, you know, my best friend, she actually sadly just passed away 7 months ago. But she has been my biggest inspiration through all of this. When she was especially fighting cancer, she never let one day win. She would get up and walk every single day. She taught full time up until a month before she passed.
Wow.
So when you have a best friend who is fighting so hard and is such an inspiration, the nights that I didn't feel like going to the gym, I would think of her. And it's like, you know what? God woke you up and he gave you another chance at the sport. And so you need to just show up. And, you know, sometimes you can't give that full 100% that you are giving your 10%, right? And I tell everybody, sometimes your 10% is 100%. So you just have to show up and be disciplined. But no, I never miss a practice. I always show up. If I'm healthy, I'm there. So
yeah. You can't wait for the motivation. You have to be disciplined and ultimately, what I hear you saying, just decide that you're doing it. And regardless of whether your 100% that day is like a 20% or 110%, just go in and give it your all.
Yeah, just show up. And I feel like so many people use excuses. And if it means a lot to you, you're going to rise above those excuses and show up. And yeah, if it doesn't mean a lot to you, you're going to find an excuse. So especially as a mom, right? I also get like, how do you have time for this? And don't you feel bad leaving your kids? You know, I love the mom guilt, but I do train at night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. ninja and gymnastics. And so, yeah, it's not ideal timing, but your body goes where your mind goes too. And I don't think people recognize how powerful your mind is. And so there are nights where I'm exhausted and it's like, I cannot do gymnastics. And it's like, nope, I'm going. And I go and I have the best practice I've ever had. So I feel like you are just capable of so much more than you realize. And you just have to train your mind to rise above.
Yeah. What have you learned about yourself? Like, what would you say is the biggest lesson you've learned throughout your journey so far, right? We've got a lot more to go still, but
yeah,
like, within the story that you shared, what's the biggest lesson that you learned?
You are capable of so much more than you ever realized. I think that's the biggest thing. I remember at World Cup, I was exhausted and the gym had no air conditioning and I'm doing all around women's and men's events. And I'm like, oh my gosh, can I do this? And I was so proud of myself. I just really had no idea of how much I was capable of. And especially even at this age. And so I feel like what I've learned is, yeah, just showing up and just, when you set your mind to something, never, ever, ever give up and you just keep going for it. And I also love that it took me 4 years to get on that show because, you know, it took so much perseverance. There was so many tears. And when I finally got that call, it was unbelievable. And so I love my story because, you know, there's so much involved of like dreaming big and never giving up and showing people that it's never too late. So I just learned that I am really strong.
Yeah.
I'm really determined. I had no idea that I had the amount of grit that I have inside of me.
Yeah, that's so awesome. What's some advice that you would give to your younger self?
Yes. Don't pay attention to what other people think of you. Focus on yourself and making yourself proud. And also, I'd love to go back to little Angela and say, who cares if you get a medal or you're on the podium? That doesn't matter, because it's going to end up in a box and you're never going to focus on it. And so I love that doing this sport as an adult, because that is my focus, is the love of the sport and having fun. And like I was telling you earlier, I don't focus on the scores. I don't focus on my rankings. I don't focus on the podium. I don't focus on the medals, because it doesn't matter. It really matters at the end of the meet. Did I do the best that I could? Did I make myself proud?
Yeah.
And so I just wish I didn't care so much as a little girl of what people thought of me. You know, I was so validated by what the coaches thought of me, what my parents thought of me, what others thought of me, and I didn't focus on myself. And that's so fleeting, the trophies and the podium, but that self-pride is, you'll have that for a lifetime.
Yeah. And you found intrinsic motivation now as an adult. And as a kid, we just don't really have that. We don't have access to that yet. Everything is extrinsic. Everything is outside of us, like all the feedback. And we're designed that way. Even as a baby, you know, we're designed to like look at what's happening outside as feedback. Am I safe? Am I
Yes.
going to get my needs met? Is mom there? You know, all of those things. And so teaching our kids to recognize that intrinsic motivation, and really helping them by asking them questions like, how did that feel when you were out there? And what was that like? And what did you feel when you were, you know, being a great teammate? Or what did you feel when you were giving it your all? And helping them to identify the rewards that are actually happening inside of them, regardless of what the outcome is so, so powerful. So I love that you shared that. If you could go back and change your experience in any way earlier on, you would have found a way to find that intrinsic motivation. Kids just don't have that ability yet, but I love that you've been able to revisit your sport from this different
Yep.
perspective, and you're having that experience now of going like, yeah, no matter what, I have a no matter what goal. My no matter what goal is like, I'm going to feel this way at the end of it, regardless.
Absolutely. I love this quote. Even it says, you know, even my faith, what it does for me is, instead of saying what if, it's even if. So even if I go out there and I do terrible, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be okay. Right. And so I can't choose sometimes what happens to me in my meets or on American Ninja Warrior, but I do get to choose my attitude, and I will always choose gratitude. And that was even the reason I was featured on the show, was because of my attitude. Right. And so I loved that even though I didn't hit a buzzer, even though I didn't crush the course, it didn't matter, right? Because I was so proud of myself just getting on that stage and being so brave and going out there and doing that. And I've had so many kids and moms write me saying, oh my gosh, like, you had the best attitude. And I was like, absolutely, because winning is different for absolutely everyone. And so I want to tell parents out there, when you are going to your kids' sporting event, don't focus on how many touchdowns they got. Did they win the game? The focus should be their character. And so if you ever see me on social media and I post about my kids' sport, it's always their character. So I talk about how they had amazing sportsmanship, how they helped the little boy off the field when he fell. They cheered everybody on. They had resilience. Character is everything. So I would really challenge all of you to think about that, because especially as our kids get older and they have access to social media, they're going to see the post you made about their game. And do you want them to see the post that all you cared about was they won and they got a medal and they're third in the nation? Because that doesn't matter. So that is also my other message, is just, you, yes, it is difficult as a child not to make that your number one priority. But as parents, we have the responsibility to help our children learn what is important.
Yes.
And focus in on that character, you know?
Yeah. And we can model that for them. Like, you know, even if you're not an athlete, as a parent, right? most of us aren't at our age, you can model that in your daily life. We have wins and losses in our daily life. And so it's how we decide to respond to those things. And if we're always being a person who looks for the lesson and looks for the growth and the experience and looks for something to be grateful for, then we're modeling that for our kids, that even when things don't go the way that we hoped or planned, and that happens on the playing field as well, but also in life, that we can extract the little gold nuggets from it. We can find the gift and the lesson in it. And when we can do that, and we're really growth focused on that growth mindset, we're modeling that for our kids. And it's so, so powerful. Never, never underestimate the power that parents have over their children and being able to model what that looks like. So important.
Yeah, they're watching us. And even when we watch sports, right? When, you know,
yes.
When you're watching football games or whatever, like, you do need to be cognizant of how are you responding to watching this game and what are your children seeing, you know? And so I always think about that. And I think that's the greatest impact is watching my kids. It is cool, obviously, yeah, being an athlete, because we get to have current conversations like, oh, mom, what did you do in your meet when you were nervous, you know, before my son does a ski competition or something. But you're completely right. We were just on vacation and something didn't go according to what we had planned. So we switched our plans up and made the best of it. And that, you know, even my little boy was like, mom, I love how you make everything a positive, right? Because like I said, you've got to be able to roll with the punches because things really don't go according to your plans a lot. We don't have a lot we can control. All we can control is our attitude. It's the only thing we have control over.
Yeah, I love that. So tell me, what are you reinventing in your life today or right now?
Yeah. So this last year has been pretty nuts. I made my two big goals come true, competing the decathlon at nationals. I'd always dreamt as a little girl to represent the USA wearing a USA leotard, doing an international meet. Well, when you're little, that's very hard. You have to be like unbelievable. But as an adult, there's a Masters League. So I just did Masters World Cup in Boston, and I got to wear the USA leotard. And so that was a huge accomplishment for me. I was literally crying before the meet. I was like, I can't believe I did this. So I made those two big dreams come true. But I would say the biggest thing that I'm focusing on now is a lot more public speaking and helping people. Making your own dreams come true is absolutely priceless. But helping others and inspiring others to chase their dreams is way cooler. Getting those messages of moms that have totally taken their life back is so amazing. So I would say like that's probably my next focus is doing that. I still continue to do ninja training. There is a possibility I'll go back on the show at some point. I obviously would love to do really well in my best friend's honor. But we'll see what, you know, God has in plan for me. And I think that's the other beautiful thing about my life is, you know, I always say that I'm rowing the boat. I'm waking up, I'm putting in the work, but God's steering the direction I'm going to go. So we'll just see what happens. But, you know, opportunities like this absolutely mean the world to me. If I can help one person listening to this have that wake up call that I got, you know, 7 years ago, and totally reinvent themselves and turn their life around, then everything that I've been through and all the challenges and the 14 years of struggle were worth it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for doing what you're doing in this next chapter and for sharing your story and inspiring people, because we all have a story to share. We all have a message that is important for other people to hear, and you just never know who could be listening. So thank you for being here and doing that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. I love doing podcasts. They're my new favorite thing.
It's so fun. So, it's so fun to get to connect. Before we end our time here, I'd love for you just to share where people can connect with you online.
Yep. So I am on basically everything. I'm on Facebook under Angela Fuller. I'm also on Instagram. It's Follo Fitness Chick, because I have to be hip and cool on Instagram, you know. And then I'm also on TikTok. It's under Happy Dance Ninja. And I also, if you go under my Facebook or my Instagram, there's a link tree and it has has every interview I've ever done, but it also has how you can connect with me. If you want to come to one of my fitness classes and you live in Colorado, I do teach full-time fitness and I absolutely love teaching it. I teach dance. So that's kind of the way. Also, the thing, if you follow me online, I love to share my struggles. So especially in my stories, I share my falls and everything that I'm going through, because I think it's really important to show you that, yes, I do incredible things, but I fail a lot and I fall a lot. And that's part of it, right? So just remember that when you're on social media, that what you see is so like a very, very small snippet of the full story.
Yeah, I love it. Well, thank you again for being here today. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening today, friends. If this episode made a positive impact on you, please share it with a friend. Also, while you're here, leave me a rating and review. I love to read your reviews. It means the absolute world to me that this podcast is making a positive difference. Until next time, keep reinventing, keep evolving, keep stepping further into the truth of who you're here to be. Much love.